I'm here now playing a lot of snaps.
Was there ever one moment where you thought, okay, I'm in this? Was it the Northern Illinois game? It's like 95 degrees out.
Yeah. That was the first game, and I was like, you know, I was breathing heavy, but I wasn't tired. You know, that's just natural when you're running around. You're going to breathe heavy.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times it's more of a mental barrier when you're like, oh, I'm tired. But, no, you're just breathing heavy. You're not tired. So, you know, and that's one of the things I learned how to push through.
How much more confident are you as a player now than you were beginning of this season?
I'm confident because of the guys behind me. I know my defense. I know if I mess up, they got my back. So I just try to give it 100%, and most of the time I come up with a good outcome.
Does it feel like you, not that you didn't belong, but you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. I feel more a part of the defense, more so than last year. You know, I was just a guy, you know, and I still am a guy. To me, I got a lot of ways to go. My goal is to be a great defensive player here at the University of Iowa.
Yeah. What have you seen from the linebackers that will be replacing
I mean, their leadership. I mean, it's been amazing. Just, you know, when we're down in practice, you know, James is running around, you know, talking to guys and getting us. And I mean, that's something that we're going to have to pick up next year as a defensive line, because we will be probably the oldest group out there, you know, as a whole unit. And, I mean, we look forward to the challenge, but right now we got to focus on LSU.
Don called those three guys back there a safety blanket. What do you call it?
I don't know. You call them a mulligan or something. I mean, they save you, man. I mean, they really help you out. You know, if I get lined up wrong, they come up moving around. Or if you mess up, they'll cover for you, you know, and vice versa. You know, if they mess up, you know, as long as we play our defense, they know what they can do too. So I think it's confidence both ways. We both have trust in them, and I know they have trust in us also.
Getting Don back at full strength, what does that mean for you guys, the D-line, just knowing that you have the service?
I mean, that's even better, because now we got a better two deep, you know. So, you know, if Dom comes back and starts the game, you know, he's been playing for a long time. He's a veteran guy. He knows what he's doing. And then Mike Hardy, he did a great job stepping in. And, you know, those guys, they can rotate. And, you know, we can have fresh legs that way. And that just makes us a stronger defense.
What's been his impact on you guys, and what would you say you've learned from playing alongside of him?
Dominic?
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. He's talented, and he's very cognizant of everything. You know, he watches me. He watches the defense. He lets me know when I'm doing the one-on-ones, like that small detail I just can't get through, and he helps me get through that. And then next you know, I win my one-on-one. So, you know, he helps with details like that.
This might be a crazy question, but you know, Brandon had a decision to make about the NFL. You have an NFL body. Did the NFL ever keep in your mind this at the offseason?
You know what? Right now, at this time, I was just trying to be a great player, and you know, even getting second team all Big Ten was by surprise. You know, my job is to, you know, take on double teams, so you know, of course, I won't get any recognition, but from our defensive coaches, you know, and I just like doing my job. You know, when the NFL comes, hopefully that'll come. You know, if it doesn't, then you know, that's life. We got to move on. But I mean, I appreciate the time I'm living in right now, playing for the Hawkeye program. I enjoy every bit.